नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 30 to 33. We'll read Text 30, which is up on the board. Saramsi Puskaradini Chetani Arhasritani Uta Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Pulahashrama. Is that all that's up there? Saramsi Puskaradini Chaitrani Arhashitani Uta Kurukshetram Gaya Shiraha Parayaga Pulahashramaha Saramsi Puskaradini Chaitrani Arhasritanyuta Kurukshetram Gayashira Prayaga Pulahashramaha Saramsi Puskaradini Chaitrani Arhasritanyuta Kurukshetram Gayashira Prayaga Pulahashramaha Dini Chaitanya Asritanyuta Kurukshetram Gayashira Prayaga Pulahashramaha Saramsi Puskaradini Kurukshetram Gayashira Kurukshetram Gayashira Prayaga Pulahashramaha Saramsi Puskaradini Chaitrani Arhasritanyuta Kurukshetram Gayashiram Prayaga Pulahashramaha Saramsi Puskaradini Chaitanya Arhasritanyuta Kurukshetram Gayashira Payaga Pulahashramaha. Matajis. Ramsi Puskaradini Chaitanya Arhasritanyuta Kurukshetram Gayashira Prayaga Pulahashramaha. I'll read the rest of the verses as they're listed, 32 and 31, 32, 33. Naimisram Pagu Setu Prabhasata Kushastari Varanasi Marupuri Pampa Bindu Sarastata Narayanashramo Nanda Sitaramashramadaya Sarve Kula Chala Rajan Mahendra Malayadaya Ete Punyatama Desha Harer Archa Shritaschaye Etan Deshan Nishveveta Shreyas Kamo Hiyabhikshana Nashaha Dharmo Hiyatrehita Pumsam sahasradi palodayaha saramsi lakes puskaradini such as Pushkara chetrani sacred places like Kurukshetra Gayak Chetra and Jagannath Puri. Arha for worshipful saintly persons. Ashritani, places of shelter. Uta, celebrated. Kurukshetram, a particular sacred place. Dharmak Chetra. Gaya Shira, the place known as Gaya, where Gaya Sura took shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. What's the last word there? Okay. Prayaga, Allahabad. At the confluence of the two sacred rivers, Ganga and Jamuna. Pulaha Ashrama, the residence of Pulaha Muni. So that's the verse that's up on the board. So we'll go to the translation because it's four pages of word for word. For the rest of the verses, you can read that on your own. Translation. The sacred lakes like Pushkar and places where saintly persons live like Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayag, Pulahashrama, Naimi Saranya, the banks of the Falgu River, Setu Bandha Prabhas, Dwarka, Varanasi, Mathura, Pampa, Bindu Sarovara, Bhadarikashrama, Narayanashrama, the place where the Nandi River flows, the places where Lord Ramchandra and Mother Sita took shelter, such as Chitrakuta, and also the hilly tracts of land known as Mahendra and Malaya. All of these are to be considered most pious and sacred. Similarly, places outside India, where there are centers of the Krishna consciousness movement, and where Radha Krishna deities are worshipped, must all be visited and worshipped by those who want to be spiritually advanced. One who intends to advance in spiritual life may visit all these places and perform ritualistic ceremonies to get results 1,000 times better than the results of the same activities performed in any other place. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In these verses and in verse 29, stress is given to one point. Harer Archa Shritas Chaye, or Harer Archa. In other words, any place where the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by devotees is most significant. The Krishna consciousness movement is giving the population of the entire world a chance to take advantage of Krishna consciousness through the ISKCON centers, where one may perform deity worship and chant the Hare Krishna Ma mantra, and in this way obtain results with effectiveness increased 1,000 times. This constitutes the best welfare activity for human society. This was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, as it was predicted by him in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya 4, 126, Prithivitya Chayati Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Pachar Hoibe Mor Nam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Hare Krishna movement with installed deities to spread to every village and town in the world, so that everyone in the world might take advantage of this movement and become all auspicious in spiritual life. Without spiritual life, nothing is auspicious. Mogasha moga karmano moga jnana vichetasaha. Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 12th verse. No one can become successful in fruitive activities or speculative knowledge without being Krishna conscious. As recommended in the Shastras, everyone should be very eagerly interested in taking part in the Krishna consciousness movement and understanding the value of spiritual life. Om Agyanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the importance of the holy places is given. Just like Naikatma Prabhu was saying yesterday at the Sunday program in his preamble, if you worship, do some seva for the deities during the time of Dhammadharastika, the next 5 days, that you'll get 1,000 times the benefit. Isn't that what you said? So here in this verse, he knew it was coming. He knows the Bhagavatam. It says if you go and worship the Lord in a temple of Krishna, where the deities are installed of Radha and Krishna, like in Vrindavan, like in Sridham Mayapur, and our ISKCON centers all over the world, Prabhupada says within the purport, Prabhupada translated. The seva that's done is 1,000 times the benefit. Sometimes people think that they can chant on the outside, I don't need Srila Prabhupada's movement. I don't need this temple. I'm also Krishna conscious. I chant and I offer peanut butter and crispy critter cereal to the deity, like our god brother Shruti Kirti was saying. They offered, it was very significant, they gave some sweet, Prabhupada had shown the devotees by 72-73, burfi, para, ladu, rubri, luglu, so many nice Bengali sweets. And somehow the cooks in the deity kitchen put together a sweet with peanut butter and Captain Crunch and all kinds of cereals. And Prabhupada, what have you done? What is this? Oh, it's the daily sweet, Srila Prabhupada. He said, I've taught you so many nice sweets. I've given you so many original sweets, real Bengali sweets from the old ancient school. Yoga Prokta Puratana. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 3, Srila Prabhupada quoted just 14 days before his passing, Yoga Prokta Puratana. Bhaktosi me saka cheti, that this very ancient science, the yoga prokta paratana, the ancient science of Krishna consciousness, not something concocted, not something that we make up because it fits today's modern society. I was watching my grandson, he's 13 months old, and he plays with the mother's iPhone. She played for him Temple Bhajan band music. He's not so attracted. He likes to hear Justin Bieber. I don't even know what it is, but he plays this outrageous music, and 13-month-old holds onto the couch and dances. He has the iPhone, the iPad, the big screen what do you call it, TV, his first words were not mommy, were not daddy, were not Prabhupada, were not grandpa, were not Hari Ball, but because the father is watching the big screen TV, his first words were, "Tut down!" And he screams inaudible things at the television. This is modern society. What are they teaching? So when we go, we try to give our poor Jackson Sham, who's been influenced by Western culture, by Justin Bieber, by JB, and football culture, the Western culture, we try to give him some Krishna consciousness. Right now, he's not so attracted. And whenever we put on Temple Bhajan Band, even big beat, Temple Bhajan Band with a big beat, big backbone beat, he shakes his head and pushes it away. So this is the grandson. Because of the influence of Western culture. This is Western culture. Justin Bieber is your Western culture. Tut down is Western culture. What is the benefit of reciting the mantra, "Tut down," and screaming at the TV like his father does when the players don't do the right thing? Or his, what do they call this, fantasy football team isn't scoring points for him. Now they have, I don't even know what it is. I just heard the words. They have fantasy football. I think you pick some players. This is our Western culture. So nice culture. You pick some players, and when they do something good, your team gets points, otherwise you lose. Your fantasy team. I'm not exactly sure, but this is Western culture. This is the nonsense and the lunacy and the backwardsness of our Western society. The Yoga Prokta Puratana, the ancient science of Krishna conscious with deity worship, all done in the ancient fashion, with offering sweets to the deities in the ancient fashion, with kirtan, with mridanga, kartals, dancing, the ancient process. This is what Srila Prabhupada brought. Yoga Prokta Puratana. They, I think, one time in India, they dressed the deity up with some Western dress. And they put a cell phone instead of a flute in Lord Krishna's hand. Where was this? It was a few years ago in some temple. The people gathered. The pujari had to hide for his life because the people rejected this concoction. We're not into concoction. Prabhupada said, "This is your disease." We heard Shruti Kirti say many times, Prabhupada said, "This is you Westerners. You always like to change everything." We were remembering. I was in the temple in Fresno in my college days. I was 20 years old, and every time I'd go to the temple, the temple president there, I forget his name, Bhutatma, our godbrother, he was very expert. The deities would be here, and the altar would, the Vyasa-san would be there, and next week, the picture of Gaur-Nitai and Radha-Krishna would be here. And every week, changing, so that you had to sit different, and it was always new, until Prabhupada heard, or some senior devotees, I think, heard and chastised him. Prabhupada doesn't like change. Prabhupada likes things to stay the same. He says it's our Western disease that we change things. Just like this temple, practically speaking, we were here in 1973. Of course, then they didn't have the, museum. So the temple room was a little bit different. But since, I think, 1976, 75, when the GBC at the time made the adjustments, which Srila Prabhupada wasn't 100% favorable towards the changes. But from that time, the temple has not changed. Balcony is here. Vyasasan is there where Prabhupada sat and gave class. Altar is here. Everything same. And sometimes people criticize, oh, this is old school, Hare Krishna. We like new school. We don't like old school. But Prabhupada, 2 weeks before he passed away, he warned the devotees and said, Yoga Prokta Puratana, from Bhagavad Gita, the old science, the old school of Krishna consciousness. So he went around the world, established temples to bring Vrindavan, to bring Mayapur, to bring Krishna, where we could perform seva and get 1,000 times the benefit. It says in the purport, 1,000 times the benefit by performing seva. But still, people think, well, sometimes even people criticize, that temple does an old school temple. They don't have all the modern changes and all the modern, they're not up to the modern times. Of course, we do have. We utilize in Krishna's service. The internet is being heard all over the universe if you want to hear it. Srimad Bhagavatam class, the deities, greeting the deities, the Guru Puja, everything is there. But people would rather change the old standard because they think that people will be attracted. But actually, people love the old standard of Krishna, the ancient science of Krishna. That is what really attracts people to Krishna consciousness. Why? Because people are suffering in this Western condition. Dharmasya hi arpavargyasya narto ritayo pakalpate. Krishna consciousness is apavarga. This material world is known as pavarga. People are suffering. Everyone is suffering. Five different types of miseries the Bhagavatam describes. Parisram, Fainil, Bhyartita, Baya, and Mrityu. Pavarga. Pavarga means Parisram. Work hard like a dog. Everyone's working very hard. I met someone the other day. He had to travel from the valley to USC every day back and forth for work. 2 hours of travel each way during rush hour traffic. And working very hard. Bhagavatam describes they work so hard Pavarga, Fainil. Fainil means when a horse is running in a race, little foam comes from the mouth, white foam. So people are working so much, so hard, they're actually foaming at the mouth, especially these days. Life is so difficult. Everything is so expensive. House costs $400,000. School costs $90,000 for 4 years. Minimal. And then there's grad school, another $30,000 a year. Even apartment. We used to get an apartment when I was young. You could join Hare Krishna. You didn't have to give up so much because an apartment was $125 a month. Now you need $1,250 for the, what do you call, not one bedroom, a studio apartment down the block, $1,250. So life is very difficult. They say that, I was reading one book, that 30 years ago, an apartment, $125, 40 years ago, a car, my father had bought a brand new Rambler. They were discontinued because they were leaking everywhere. The Rambler cost him $2,200, I remember. Now you buy a car equal to the Rambler, $18,000. A house, we had a beautiful three-bedroom house in the suburbs of Chicago. Very big house. Maybe it was four bedrooms. Yeah, three bedrooms for the kids, one for the parents, a basement where I lived, the whole huge place, three floors, $21,500. That's a car. Now you can live in your car for that same amount of money. Our house, I remember, cost $21,500. Today, $450,000 for a house like that. In the suburbs, even in the city. But the income, they say, my father, he was well-educated man, engineer. He made $15,000 a year in the 60s. We were upper middle class. We had a beautiful house and a beautiful brand new car that was leaking. And he made 15 G's a year. If you make 15,000 a year today, they will put you on Medi-Cal, Medicare. They will give you food stamps. You are considered poverty-stricken. What do they call it? Below the poverty level. Lower than poverty. But today, this book was showing, I was waiting at Toyota some years ago. Today, although everything is 10, 20 times more expensive, the actual income average nowadays, 42.5, it said, 2 years ago. Maybe now it's 50. Average income means the income has increased three times. A car is 10 times more expensive. A house is 20 times more expensive. A loaf of bread was a quarter when I was young. Now a loaf of bread, I think, is like $4, at least $3. You can't even find at the 99-cent store a decent loaf of bread. So even bread, 10 to 15 times more. Everything is 10 to 20 times more. Apartment, 10 to 15 times more. But the income is three times more. And we're wondering, oh, why is there financial difficulty? Now people have a lot to give up. To go to school, when I went to college, I went to University of Illinois and Fresno State in California. I transferred because I thought Fresno would be a really hip town. I wanted to get out of the Midwest. I was uneducated into what was Fresno. No one could understand why I went to Fresno. But it was Krishna's arrangement. I met devotees there. University of Illinois, $1,200 a semester. Maybe another $1,000 a semester to live in the dormitory. Nowadays, to live in the dorm, my daughter lived in the dorm for, I think it was $5,000 in a very inexpensive dorm for the semester. And her tuition, $15,000, somehow paid for by externals, not myself or the Hare Krishna movement, but some relatives. We won't discuss grandpa. There was a grandpa. So this is life, very difficult. They have to foam at the mouth just to try to make ends meet. Husband and wife both work just to make ends meet month to month. Fainil. Biartita. Therefore, everyone's full of anxiety. I had a dream the other night. Even you don't have any anxiety. We live in Vaikuntha, Hare Krishna's. I woke up 1:30 in the morning, night before last, and I was breathing. And I had a dream. The dream was so real, I was kicked out of college. They caught me doing some nonsense, which I actually did. And they actually did catch me 42 years ago. They didn't kick me out. But in the dream, get all your things, get out of the, dormitory. You're out of the campus. That's it. It's over. And my heart was palpitating. It wasn't even a true story. But my life was full of anxiety from a dream about something 42 years ago that could have happened. What to speak, people are living in anxiety, full of anxiety that things are happening daily. The car is being repoed. They've called me 10 times. My ex-wife didn't pay for her Jeep. We're trying to find her. She put your name on the thing as a reference. She owes $10,000, $12,000 on the Jeep. We have to repo. And somehow or other, I don't know her anymore. She's hiding the Jeep, and the company is coming, and she's full of anxiety. Oh, they're going to catch me and repossess the Jeep. This is material world. Biartita and Baya. Pafa, Babha, Ba stands for Baya, which means fear. And what is the ultimate fear? Mrityu, that we're going to die. Everyone is fearful that death is coming. So Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada establishing these temples, is Abhavargyasya. No more anxiety, no more fear, unless you did something terrible in the past and you wake up in the middle of the night breathing, heart beating 135 beats a minute. I couldn't even go back to sleep because it was so real, and I was trying to get it out of my head, but I was like full of anxiety. Then finally I read a little bit of Srimad Bhagavatam and I realized, hey, this didn't happen. And it's not me. It was just a dream. Prabhupada gives the example that sometimes you feel that you're falling off a cliff in a dream, or that you see some crazy mixture of things. So Krishna consciousness means having all these beautiful temples, the Radha Krishna deities, not only 1,000 times the benefit of any type of spiritual seva done outside a temple, but we are saved from pabarga, from ultimate death. All glories, Sri Guru and Gauranga.